Hello, I'm Mike Andrew, and thank you for listening to my real estate podcast series. After facing my second redundancy in as many years, I had an interesting debate the other day with some business colleagues. The debate centered on how much information is shared via blogs and other social media sites for free. And what my colleagues essentially were saying was, why would anyone pay you when you give all the information away for free? Well, this all comes back to what you expect as a return on investment for your social media efforts. When I started my blog almost 12 months ago, it was just a bit of fun and also a tool to build my profile, as well as provide the people in the industry that I was working with a resource and information bank that they could use to improve their internet marketing campaigns. Now, this debate, I'm sure, is one that is going on every day in business all over the world. How much do we share? And what's our return on investment with social media? I've had this come up a number of times when I've been presenting a social media strategy to companies, and I believe the main reason it comes up is because the sharing and giving of information or advice is often coupled with companies charging for this expertise, and the thought of suddenly providing this information for free is very challenging. Well, this leads to another challenge for companies, and one that really impacts the culture of the company. Social media is all about sharing. And if you have people in your organization who don't want to share, your social media strategy will not succeed. And that comes back to my opening statement, how much do you give away for free? I've always based the information provided on my blog on issues that affect small business, how to improve internet marketing campaigns, giving you technology advice, and looking at issues such as SEO and SEM and how important it is for small to medium enterprise to be aware of why they need an active search engine strategy. If that information helps make you aware of what you need to do to improve your marketing efforts, then I've achieved my goal. If you decide to use me to help you in that effort, then that's even better. With the real estate industry, the internet has changed the way consumers get information. 10 years ago, when I was a working real estate agent, my buyers and sellers would come off the cards in the office window. I would then get the chance to interact and engage my buyers face to face. Well, how many times today do you get the chance to influence these buyers at that first point of research? Not very often, I would think. Research tells us that 9 out of 10 buyers start the process on the net, and they start looking for information and properties in the areas or suburbs they are interested in. How then do you make sure you are the agent they want to deal with along this process? You need to have as many communication channels available to you, assisting you in delivering information to the property buyer or seller along this journey. And that is not just having a website, but a multimedia strategy running alongside your traditional marketing activities. The benefits of my social media efforts over the last 12 months have helped me move into new directions and opened up a lot of doors for me. In my experience, you'll get out of a social strategy what you put in. Why would I not keep doing what I've been doing? And as long as you, the readers of my blog and listeners to my podcast, find it helpful and of benefit to you and your business, then in my mind, that's my return on investment. The social network is more for the community than it is for the bottom line. Thank you for listening. And for more information on the internet and technology, please visit my blog at www.mikeandrewrealestate.com or follow me on Twitter on www.twitter.com/MikeAndrewRE.